Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick, Captain Rusty, also with us. And if that weren't enough, Boat Show Girl is with us, connected via FaceTime to round out today's World of Boating crew. Very special day, because April 1st, 2004, we started the World of Boating. No fooling. I'm not joking.
We have what? Actual audio.
We have audio?
9 months prior, before that date, we have audio how this show came about.
Really? Can we play it?
We can.
Okay. Let's see.
Mr. Holt, I've got some good news and some bad news.
Yeah, okay.
You're pregnant.
Okay, tell me something I don't know.
It's going to be a boat show. It's going to be a boat show.
I got it. Let's call it the World of Bloating.
It's not that kind of boat show.
Oh, but I'm big. You know, I'm pregnant.
Well, just keep telling people that. Now, we fast forward 9 months.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Holt, just keep breathing.
Yeah.
Keep breathing. That's it. Here it comes.
Help me out, Boat Show
Here
girl.
It comes. All right. I can see the transom. Oh, it's a breach. The transom's coming out first. Congratulations.
Oh, that's gross.
It's a boat show.
Who's going to clean this up? That's disgusting.
You know, that would have been awesome if we had actually put some time and thought into it.
What do you want on our 13-year anniversary? Or 14?
I would expect 13. Nothing less than the absolute chaos that this show is.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting and somewhat ironic that our anniversary is on April Fool's Day. And I am not fooling. That's a God's honest truth. We are 13 years old today for the World of Boating. But I have a feeling there could be some foolishness happening on today's show. I mean, we've been doing it for 13 years. Why stop now? And we don't really need a special day to get a little more foolish than usual
on the World
of Boating.
I actually, you probably didn't notice, but
Yeah, what is that?
I'm actually wearing my lucky 13, see that? My lucky 13 motorcycle jacket.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's 13 years old. I wonder what that smell was.
Yeah, see, on the sleeves,
mm-hmm.
Always something.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Very apropos. All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, 13 years ago today, we started the World of Boating.
I was 12.
And following this show, we got Scuba Radio's 20-year anniversary. And that show, I got to tell you, has already been, it was recorded last weekend in New York. And I'm humbled by the fact that we've been on the air with World of Boating 13 years. But to reach a 20-year milestone in radio, I am honored. What? I'm old.
Look, you've been coasting the last 10 years.
Well, okay, maybe. But really,
if it wasn't for the mermaids, you would have been done.
If
it wasn't for the mermaids, 5 years in, you would have been back working for Clear Channel.
Yeah, I mean, when I started the World of Boating 13 years ago, that was supposed to be the gravy train. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Little did you know.
Oh, brother. Then I got 13 years of Patrick. Oh,
hey.
Anyway,
in some cultures, that's
torture.
That is held in high
esteem.
That's like
the eighth level of hell or something like that, isn't it?
Whatever you say, Dante. Yeah.
Welcome, and we are going to, you know, we'll navigate some boating news and information
maybe
today, a little bit. You know, Rusty is not here with us physically. He's at Jacksonville Marine, actually at the marina today, connected via the web.
I am.
Yeah?
That's true. I am.
It's too beautiful to be in a studio or room anyway.
You're right. I'm so leaving.
Well, hey.
See you.
You got a view.
You know, I did this for you guys mostly, but
okay.
If you were to go to like boatfloridarentals.com, were to go to that website, over on the right hand side there, you'll see a picture of like the marina. If you click on it, it'll actually open up two webcams of the marina, so you can kind of see the activities and how pretty it is.
Very nice. Are you actually in the shot as well, so they can see?
I'm not. I can walk out there later, but yeah. You know, I'm not at the moment.
Yeah, just go over there and wave.
Whoa, those cams are not focused on the marina. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. How'd you get them inside Boat Show Girls' place?
Wait, Rusty. Put on clothes before you do that, okay? Oh, my God.
No, wait.
God.
You said go all the way over to the right?
What?
When you go down, you see the picture of the marina above gift certificates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Boat Fodder. Just click on the picture.
Well, why don't you have a thing there that says live cam? Click here.
There's a drop down, and I'm going to, right? I didn't have it until I got it, until I wanted it. It was kind of hidden.
What do you teach again?
I am the executive director of academic technology.
Wow. That's impressive. I don't know what it means.
It is, isn't it? But
I like the title. I do, Rusty.
You may want to check your webcams there, buddy.
Hmm. Why?
I got no compatible source was found for this media.
Well, I just looked at it.
Well, no, yeah, he has Patrick blocked.
Refresh your browser,
course,
see if it comes up.
Most people do.
Let's see. I'll turn off my ad blocker. Thank you for not having pop-up ads on your website, by the way.
That's what you think. They're going to pop up. Anyway, all right, so you can check out the webcam, and Rusty will make an appearance throughout the show today. But, I mean, the weather's beautiful, and you're just chilling outside and hanging with us on the show today. So is business kind of mellow today, or are people out on the water, or what, Rusty?
A lot of people are out on the water. All the boats are rented. We've been doing a lot of business the last couple of weeks. And so we got a lot of things coming up. We're doing two events, taking all of our Chris Crafts to the Blessing of the Fleet next week. Then we got another boat show
coming up. Hold on. What does that mean? Blessing of the Fleet?
That's when they have a high muckety-muck from the Catholic Church.
And the Pope shows up.
Stands out on a pier, and as all the boats go by, they bless each boat, throw some of the water, which if they did to me, it would probably start to burn.
Well, of course.
Then everybody feels good about their boating season. Mm-hmm. It is not protection. I'm just saying. It's nice, but nothing beats a safety check.
Believe. Just believe, Patrick.
Actually, I'm using it for advertisement.
You're
people will line up to see it. And I am taking the boats downtown and I put banners up on them.
You are capitalizing on a religious ritual for the benefit of your business. Are you sure you're not Catholic?
You know, you would think, but it seemed like a good idea. I thought, I got to put the boats where people see them, so let's take them downtown. And
it was either that or put Easter eggs on every boat that he sold.
Once he starts selling cabbie cruisers, he's going to have onboard confessionals.
Hey, now you're on to something. Hey, you know, instead of going to church on Sunday, you go get on the boat and check into your confessional and you're good to go.
For most other business owners, this would be a terrible idea. But the fact that Rusty actually has a degree in theology, it's a masterstroke. And the guy will probably wind up making a gazillion dollars off of it.
He already has. Look at him. He's chilling in Jacksonville.
I would, except his webcams don't work.
They're not working for you. I wonder why.
It might be the internet service in the studio.
He blocked your IP a long time ago.
Greg initiated a coin operated internet provider. We got to drop some loose change in it.
Check Zoltar and make sure that you fed him properly and got your prediction. Anyway, that's interesting. So that happens Sunday? Is that what's going on, Rusty?
It's usually always on Palm Sunday. So, yeah, next Sunday.
Next week. Okay.
Next week we'll do that. We're going to Epping Forest Yacht Club and taking the Chris Crafts there. We're trying to get them into more exclusive neighborhoods to their little events they have. So, you know, it's you got to work those sales, but we're trying that. Now, as far as the other boats, sales have been really good. I did want to ask Captain Patrick about something, though, because this seemed odd to me. Mm-hmm. And another dealer, I didn't think too much because I don't know that much, but another dealer mentioned it, and I thought, well, that's true. More people
Wait. The other dealer agreed with you that you don't know that much?
No, he agreed. He agreed with what I saw was odd. Now, it's not odd, but
you know, I don't know if we need a flow chart or a Venn diagram to follow Rusty's conversations.
Yeah, but. Hey, I followed it perfectly clearly, and that's why I asked the question. But anyway, continue.
So the question is: this More people are.
Hey, be careful what you say there, buddy.
Ever before.
Be careful, yeah, Russ.
You got bleeped out the first part. No cursing on air.
Yeah, very interesting way of bleep that time. And that was purely what? Technical, by the way.
Repeat the question, sir.
What?
Yeah, just ignore us and continue on. Oh, brother.
I said this year,
yeah,
more people are ordering boats than ever before. We usually will have a few custom orders. We've had a lot of custom orders. People are coming in picking out boats.
Trump bump. Trump bump.
I don't know if it's than ever before, but certainly orders are up.
Wait, he should know. He knows if his orders are better than ever before. Rusty would.
He would know if his orders are better than since he's been in business, but not ever before. That's a long time. We're going back to Noah.
Well, okay.
That was a big order.
Yeah, but it was just one boat. Just one sail. Yeah, that's the big guy.
Still paying it off.
All right, more coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Fool! You were a fool to come back because I've trapped you again.
Man, if that ain't fishing, I'm a fishing fool. I've been to every fishing seminar and I've been to fishing school. You gotta get yourself a red hot rig, that's the first in fishing room. So you don't have to catch a thing to come home looking cool. So you don't have to catch a thing to come home looking cool.
Absolutely. You look very cool, especially on April Fool's Day, if you're a fishing fool. I am Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and me in the studio, also Boat Show Girl, and Captain Rusty connected via the web. All right, so Boat Show Girl has some big news to share with the crew today on our 13-year anniversary.
Are we going
to
finish our conversation with Rusty?
Oh, hell no. Right. Why would we bother with that nonsense?
So
no,
actual boating stuff, and we're just going to go to the fluff. Is that what you're saying?
This is not fluff.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Boat Show Girl is not fluff for the World of Boating.
That's not what you said during the break.
Shh. No, she is spice. Is that better, Bocho Girl, or no? That's just as bad.
My heart's been broken.
Oh, you broke her heart, Patrick.
Oh, Rusty, why'd you do that?
Don't make her cry.
That's how I roll.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to get to Rusty, but maybe we can tease it with Bocho Girl. What's the big announcement? At least we'll get that much out, and then we'll get back to you, Bocho Girl.
The big announcement is not an April Fool's joke. Yeah. Is on Tuesday, it's my last day at where I work at
the boating location, because you're going full-time Bocho Girl.
That, yes, and that and other stuff to make and sure I have income coming in.
Okay, well, yeah, you got to have income. Otherwise, you're welcome to go move in with Patrick. he's offering that up today.
Wait. So you're announcing to everybody that you're a quitter? I'm missing the point here.
She is, expanding her horizons. Am I right, Bocho Girl?
I'm leaving there so that I can accomplish my dreams.
Yes.
And, make life a little bit better for me.
I wish I could accomplish my dreams, but most of them are legal in 48 states.
Hmm. Did you say legal or
illegal?
They are illegal.
Illegal. Ain't happening.
I was afraid he was going to say that. Yeah. Anyway, all right, we'll get into this, and maybe we can offer some career counseling for Bocho Girl here.
We've done this. She ignores me. She listens to.
If she listens to you,
she right now she would be dressed up as a superhero.
And how do you know she is not? She is. I'm looking right at her.
I have no doubt because why listen to the voice of sanity and common sense? Listen to the guy who has survived the last 20 years by dressing women up in fishtails.
Yeah. Okay, and your problem with that is what? It's worked for me.
That you are as much a genius as Rusty is by taking advantage of the Catholic religious ritual this Sunday.
Well,
for marketing and for Rusty, to be able to sell boats.
Rusty, we will take that compliment and file it accordingly.
There you go.
Won't
we? We will, you know. Got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely. All right. So we'll help her out in just a bit. So where do we go with Rusty's concern, though?
Well, it's not. Here's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
With what he mentioned is, yes, boat sales are up. Boat orders are up. The problem that we're having in the manufacturing end, and it goes all the way down through the supply chain, so your bilge pump and blower manufacturers, your engine manufacturers, so on and so forth, is trying to meet the demand, because when these orders kind of ramp up, most consumers, they come to a dealership or a boat show, and they want they think that it's like going to buy a car, and they can take their boat, you're going to have it for them, next week. Now, if you have something in stock, and it meets it has everything that they want, which chances are it doesn't, you got a boat sold out of your inventory.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely is at the boat show, you make an order for the manufacturer. So they want this color, they want this model boat, they want these options, engine size, amenities, things like that. And then you tell them, well, based on the current order schedule, it's going to be 3 months, it's going to be 6 months before the factory delivers your boat, and they go, but I want to go boating like tomorrow. Why do I have to wait? Because boat manufacturers don't have rows and rows of boats at their plants where they can just send a forklift out, go pick one out, and put it on a truck, and there you go.
Right.
Most manufacturers controlling their inventory, everything that's coming up the line, the manufacturing line, has got a dealer assigned to it, or it is actually already sold, like at a boat show, it's had a contract on it, and it's being made, and then it'll get delivered, and the customer will have their boat. So part of the problem is trying to meet that demand, and the biggest challenge in that is hiring people, getting them trained so that you can maintain the quality of the product, and it takes time to do that.
So this answers the question for Rusty. How? I mean, Rusty, what is the question exactly? Because I'm lost.
Well, there's two things, and what Captain Patrick's saying is true from the standpoint that, like, Bennington's is cutting production next month because their furniture supplier can't keep up. But the point I was making was that this time, people, it's not that we don't have the boat that they want, because we'll even have something close, but we've had people walk in and want to order the boats. right. continually order boats, where a lot of times they would take what we have, and they seem to be willing to wait some time now.
They are.
And they're spending this money, you know, these large amounts of money on these boats, but they're not just taking what we have. They want to pick it out. They want to customize it of what they're wanting.
Here's my fear with this is we're getting into another housing bubble where property values are skyrocketing, especially mm-hmm. here in Orange County. And people are doing what they did pre-2008, which is they're using the equity in their homes to go and buy these boats. And that's all well and good as long as the economy is humming along. But one little blip, and we're back where we were 2008, 2009. It's not that people are coming in and they're paying for boats with cash, and you know they're not making boat payments or anything like that. Most of them are it's either a home equity loan or they're taking out a loan because the rates are attractive, and they feel more confident after 8 years of investment and measured growth, which is the way that you grow an economy to have a sustainable economy, versus quick fix slash.
I'm not buying it.
Would you let me finish? I haven't mentioned political affiliations. I haven't mentioned people in particular. I'm talking about the proper way to grow a sustainable economy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it takes time. You have to grow it. You have to make it sustainable so it can weather the downturns. When we go in and we do these slash taxes and all of a sudden we drop in interest rates and everybody's going out and buying big ticket items.
Oh, it'll be the best thing ever.
We found out what happened in 2008. We don't want to repeat. That's all I'm saying.
We're not going to repeat. Half empty, half full. Pick the cup you want to drink from. More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick. We have Rusty connected via the web, also Boat Show Girl. And I don't know, Patrick's a little negative Nelly on the economy situation, I think.
No. Or
the future. You think there's storms ahead.
No. There's always a storm ahead, Greg.
Well, of course.
But yeah, what I'm saying is that the fiscally responsible boater is going to boat within their means. Okay. Right now, there's a rush of people that are, again, the equity in their homes. They're feeling more confident about the economy. Whatever the reason, they're going out and they're starting to purchase big ticket items again.
Right.
However, there's I always get worried when we see a rush like that. Instead of a slow, steady
growth.
This is a
perception
of boat production.
Other people would sit there and say, for the last 8 years, the economy has been held down with overregulation, various issues. I mean, let's not get so crazy into politics.
Yeah, please, don't mention it at all.
However, it is April Fool's Day, so what a better day to get more foolish.
Oh, that's what we should have done. We should have done a political show, Greg.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Boat Show Girl and Rusty would have been going out of their minds.
She loves
what
it.
Happened.
She's looking at us like, yes, you go, Greg. You got it.
No, that's not what she's saying.
I think she does. That's what I'm reading into her expression right now.
No, I got news for you. Boat Show Girl is a liberal.
It depends on your perception of the current economy. You may be right. You may be right, Patrick, but only time will tell, and we'll have to wait and see. But there's other people that think the economy's been held back for the last 8 years, and now it's finally starting to bust open with a new administration, and we'll see. We will see where the dust settles. Right now, it's on the upswing until it takes a nosedive.
The dust is settling in Russia, is from what I hear.
Oh, boy. Boat Show Girl just said you're number one, Patrick.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I saw it. So, Boat Show Girl, you got a new job.
Hey. Flipping Patrick off. I like it. I might follow her lead. More coming up on the World of Boating.
Listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
I love your stuff. What a mind. You fool me every time. Well, almost every time. Well, once or twice. Well, once, but it was a good one.
Crazy on a ship of fools. Oh, crazy on a ship of fools. Turn this boat around, back to my loving ground. Oh no, oh no, ship of fools.
Yeah, but we're friendly here at the World of Boating. And it is April Fool's Day, so you might as well be with us.
You think Boat Show Girl knows who was singing that song?
Yeah, some guy.
Some guy.
Right? Boat Show Girl, what do you think? Do you recognize who that is? You recognize that song, Ship of Fools? She doesn't listen to
I
her
weep
dad's
for the
music.
Future. I weep for the future.
Yeah, that would be Robert
Plant. Hey, I know a lot of older songs. I was just reading.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can suck it, Patrick. Yeah, I'm with you there, Bocho Girl. Don't let him intimidate you. You know, I mean, he wants to talk down to
tomorrow's generation. I don't talk down to any generation.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, you know, I didn't want to put words in her mouth. But, you know, you agree with me, right, Bocho Girl? Just say yes and we'll move on.
No.
She just doesn't want to agree with me because that would be, you know, unrebel-like as a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Rusty, you're with me, right?
I'm here, man.
Okay, that's good enough for me. I'm going to take that as a yes. All right, so...
hey, is this our short segment?
No.
Oh, good.
We got to move on into more interesting...
I've got new product.
You got new stuff to talk about?
New
boats or what?
No. It didn't make... It wasn't ready to unveil down at Miami.
Yeah.
This company, it's DIC, mm-hmm. Which is... It's Dharma Initiative Corporation.
Yeah.
They created fenders, okay, that are held in place by magnets. So it does away with the need for rope. You have magnets placed in the hull side,
yeah,
and you hang the fenders over the side and hold them in place.
Right. All right.
So that was really cool. They unveiled that a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've got smart rope.
Smart rope.
Smart rope. This is the next greatest thing. Hmm. Now we all know in boating. Nope. I mean, there are people out there that know how to tie knots, and believe it or not, part of. Rusty, you probably remember from your captain's exam. What did we have? We had like 4 or 6 knots, something like that. That we had to tie or some crazy thing like that. Don't need to go out in the boat with you, but you have to be able to tie these knots.
Yeah.
So this is actually
go around the tree. Take the bunny down the hole. That's all I know.
This company, Dharma, they're taking the guesswork out of tying knots, so they've created smart rope. And from what the press release says,
yeah,
that it's a prototype rope that has got their DIC 2112 microprocessor in the rope, and the rope will tie the knot itself. It'll tie the sheep shank, the anchor hitch, a bowline, an Ashley stopper knot, a Stark bend, a Lannister triple hitch, a Tyrillian knot, among some others.
That's pretty awesome.
Tyrillian.
That's the knot in Star Trek.
No. It's not the knot in Star Trek.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
But it's the technology advancing, and something that we would have thought was there's no way that you could actually do this. That what they did with something simple like these magnets with the fenders,
right,
to where you don't have to, you just throw the things over the side, they hit the hull side and are in place and you're ready to go.
Well, and that extra accessory where if you wear a little metal sheet in your pocket and you go overboard.
Well, that's, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That could be a man overboard.
Yeah.
Ooh.
If you had strong
magnets in the hull side and you had it on your belt, and if you did fall over, it would automatically.
Yeah. That's why I wear a metal plate in my head.
These smart ropes. Well, I got three in my jaw, so mm-hmm. don't joke about that. Titanium rod in my left femur.
I'm telling the truth.
But yeah, the smart rope is that they've got it to where, you know, we see all this nanotechnology and stuff, Greg. Mm-hmm. You know, these swarms, these drones and whatnot.
Actually, in the new 50 Shades of Grey movie, I think they use smart rope.
Smart rope?
Is that true? Is that true, Bocho Girl? You saw that movie, right?
No.
You didn't see that?
I like that series whatsoever.
She's a liar.
So, Rusty, what do you think about smart rope?
I think it sounds pretty good. Now, how much is it going to cost?
Right now, the prototype is about $2,500 for a 50-foot.
Well, they got to get it down.
I mean, yeah. It's a prototype, mm-hmm. you know. But
it's interesting
the fact that
it'll be like big screen TV.
The fact that you can program a rope to tie a knot mm-hmm. is astounding.
Pretty sweet. I like it.
You know, I think the thing you have to go back to is what Captain Patrick, you talk about it all the time. If you get so dependent on tying knots, joysticks, and Garmins for chop plotting, if any of your electronics go wrong, you can't go boating anymore.
All right, but
you just wait for technology to do it all for you, and you're going to be good to go.
Let's face it, Rusty. Most people don't know how to tie knots to begin with. They tie one that usually you can't untie because they don't know any better.
That's true.
And they wind up just cutting their dock line, which is great if you're a marine supply store because you're going to be selling dock lines forever. Mm-hmm. But if you have this smart rope, it's going to tie the line for you automatically. That's amazing.
Well, I think they already have this on for tennis shoes. I've seen the Indigo campaign on Facebook. I think
called Velcro.
You're thinking of the ones from Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, it predicted
Marty
McFly's, the future. Hello.
The Nikes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm waiting on that and telecommunicators.
Bocho Girl, what do you think about smart rope?
I think it's going to be an interesting product.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's all that matters. As long as it's interesting, it'll make someone billions. And that's how it starts. Well, that's how it all starts.
They definitely got to get some of the knots, pardon the pun, worked out. It needs to be more than a sheep shank, an anchor hitch, a bowline, an Ashley stopper knot, which I don't even know how to tie. The Stark bend, the Lannister triple hitch, and a Tyrillian knot. Those are all new ones on me. I wasn't aware of those.
Yeah.
But they look pretty complex.
Smart rope would be a good teaching tool.
I think they came from like MIT or something like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's very interesting. So that's just making its debut now, and we'll cover it accordingly here on the World of Boating. What else do we have happening this week, Patrick? Anything else exciting? Because we got another, I don't know, 25 minutes to go.
Well, yeah, there's new federal laws.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trump, for the 2018 boating season, especially if you're in Kentucky. There's a recent change in your boat registration process if you're in Kentucky and your renewal process. So you need to verify the HINs. When renewing or applying for the new registrations.
HINs.
That's your hull identification number.
Oh.
Hull identification numbers are traditionally found on the starboard side mm-hmm. transom or starboard side aft hull just below the rub rail. There's also an HIN on the deck. Usually it's hidden up under the starboard side underneath the console. The hull and deck both have to have or supposed to have hull identification numbers attached to them. So if the boat's ever stolen and they remove the HIN on the transom, most boat chop shops aren't aware of the one that's on the deck or where to find it. It's usually behind a combing panel, mm-hmm. up underneath a helm, something like that.
So the new rule is what? What do you have to do?
You've got to verify your hull identification, which means if the HIN is missing or it's not formatted properly, a boater must apply for a new HIN. Boaters are required to complete the TC96-169 application for a hull identification number and attach the ownership documents. So here's the thing. There are boats out there that have been around for a long time and Maybe it got sold and you're in Kentucky and you picked up this boat and the guy's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Just go down to the DMV and they'll give you a new registration. You might have a fight on your hands.
Hmm. So just, you know, you got to be prepared. You got to go find this stuff out before you head in there to do it. And you'll be fine. It's not that big a deal, is it? If you're paying attention.
It could be a big deal because if you don't have a valid HIN, if you don't have a registration documenting it, you could be in trouble. You might not be able to register that boat. So it's just for our listeners in Kentucky, those of you who might be thinking about moving to Kentucky, more than likely those of you who are thinking about moving out of Kentucky, you would have obviously not have anything to worry about. But for those of you in Kentucky, it could be an issue. Okay. Just be aware of that. There's been a change.
Just in Kentucky.
Right now, just in Kentucky.
Okay. So that wouldn't be a Trump thing.
Maybe.
If it's just Kentucky, yeah. That would be a governor thing.
Maybe.
A state thing.
Well, it's a federal law, apparently. It's a federal thing that they came out with.
And Kentucky's the only one that are
right now, that's what the thing said.
Huh. That's a little strange.
Now.
Weird.
Remember.
What?
After the break, Lake Havasu.
Lake
citations
Havasu,
are on
there.
Citations are up.
So those are planes, right? Citation planes? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
Get a clue.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a paddy diver or paddy professional? Has your paddy certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit paddy.com/my story. That's paddy.com/my story. And thanks for choosing Paddy, the way the world learns to dive.
It's sometimes referred to as the martini effect and has nothing to do with drinking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The martini effect is a slang term to refer to nitrogen narcosis, the physical and mental impairment experienced by scuba divers on deeper dives. Most divers don't feel the effects at 30 or even 60 feet. Everyone is different, much as some people get drunk more easily than others. But with increasing depth, you are much more likely to feel it. At 100 feet and deeper, you will definitely be affected, even if you're not aware of it. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I am the captain of this party.
I'm Captain Jack. I'm captain of the ship.
Ah!
I'm also captain of anyone who sets foot on the ship. Hi, welcome aboard.
In an office, when you are ranking people, manager is higher than captain. On a boat, who knows? It's nebulous.
Boating. I am Greg, your manager. Patrick is a captain. I think I clearly spelled out who's in charge today on April 1st, 2017. All right, so we have a special guest on the phone with us, joining Captain Rusty and Boat Show Girl as well. We got Captain Barry from South Florida. Barry, welcome to the world of boating, buddy. Long time. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. It's good to hear your voice on this special anniversary edition of the world of boating. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, hey, I wanted to can I ask a question, though?
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course.
Where can I get that smart rope?
Smart
I could
rope.
Use some of that.
You want some smart rope?
Jacksonville Marine.
Oh, Rusty, you got it in stock.
I'm sure it's on the way. I'll check with the parts guy.
Yeah, check with the parts guy. You're taking orders for it if you don't have it in stock. As soon as we mentioned it, I would imagine there was a rush and they sold out immediately.
I would think.
Yeah, that's my guess. So, Barry, mm-hmm. what have you been up to? What's going on in South Florida? You been out boating on the Surprise lately or no?
No, Surprise right now is sleeping in the garage. I've been working. It's tax season, dude.
Oh,
I'm working
right.
all the time.
Yeah, he's one of those accountant guys that we all love.
Ooh.
This time of year, yeah. I can say that on April Fool's Day.
How hard is it to add 1 + 1? I mean, unless you're a politician.
Watch out. He will show up on your doorstep and he'll stab you.
Is he going to stab me with an abacus?
Go take out the movie, The Accountant.
Oh, there you go. Okay, we could do that.
Barry, do you do just people's income tax, or do you do business income tax as well?
Yes, I do business, partnerships, humans.
Aliens.
Non-humans. Aliens.
Okay, all right. He does everything, all of the above. Yes, yes, and yes. So cool. What are you alluding to there, Rusty?
I don't like my accountant.
Do you need an accountant or a fixer? You hear what I'm saying?
It's nothing wrong. She just doesn't understand dealerships, and they're different. And you know, and so she wants everything to balance at the end of the month, and you're going, it's not going to.
Well, hey, Barry.
There's people.
Yeah. Barry is a boater, so he can definitely, you know, he has that, skill, or, you know, can talk the boating lingo.
Yeah, and you can pay him off in Chris Crafts.
Well, I'm sure.
And take the tax deduction.
That is possible, but I don't know. He has what is your boat right now? The Surprise is what kind of boat is it?
It's a Triumph.
Triumph, that's right. Yeah, you're not looking to upgrade, I guess, are you?
Are you kidding? If he got a chance to get a Chris Craft, you're telling me he wouldn't jump at that?
Oh, he would, and he could write it off. Am I right, Barry?
That could be. The only problem is it won't fit in the garage.
Mm. And that is
unless
an issue.
I get rid of the master bedroom, it might work.
Okay.
Who needs to sleep?
Yeah, and you got a boat to sleep on. You know, that would be a nice themed bedroom, master bedroom. Would be a brand new boat. I like that. Whether you could sell that to your master accountant there at the house, I'm not sure.
Listen, my house is a bathroom, and the rest of it is guitars, keyboards, drum set, recording equipment. That's
wow.
it. Yeah.
Wow. Bocho Girl, does he not sound like the ultimate man when he says that?
Sure.
Yeah, see? I there's a little love connection going
Greg,
on.
Greg, you know she's got a boyfriend, right?
Well, okay.
I actually know.
Ah, so
wait,
there you go.
Whoa, wait. Last week it was, man, I thought you guys were heading like down the aisle.
No, it was not that close. No.
Yeah, come on, Patrick. Don't sell yourself short so quickly.
Unfortunately, it happened right over Christmas, so the holidays wasn't that great for me.
Oh, wait, was he one of those guys that it got to the holiday and like, I just don't think things are working out.
Ah, a smart guy.
I don't have to buy the Christmas present.
A smart guy.
Oh, geez.
Frugal.
You know, I'm surprised. I knew this, and you guys didn't, and I hadn't even been on the radio for weeks, and I've known this.
Oh.
But are Boat Show Girl and I closer than you guys?
Well, being that the only time I talk to her is now, but I get to watch her.
I don't talk to her at all or stalk her on Facebook, unlike some other people on
the
show.
Not as Patrick.
Rusty.
I stalk everybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, Barry could feel free to chime in that category, too, if you want.
Well, it looks like you got a new accountant, Rusty.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe. What do you think, Barry? Would you? Take on that business?
Hey, there's our love connection, Greg.
Mm.
See that?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Barry?
I don't know. Where's he located?
Jacksonville. He's in Florida. You're in South Florida. Doesn't that count? That's close enough for you, isn't it?
I don't speak Southern.
How is that possible? You're more Southern than he is.
Oh, No. Jacksonville is as far... Once you get south of Jacksonville,
yeah,
you actually get into more of a vortex northern
kind of thing.
Northern kind of blend lingo, if you will. And once you get down where Barry's at, it's just... it's almost got a Southern California vibe, just a lot smarter.
I was going to say more like New York City. Like New Jersey. Yeah. Hey, welcome to South Florida.
No, that's Miami Beach.
Well, maybe something. But I don't know. You would still talk to him, wouldn't you? You would help him out if you you look at his stuff, right? Right, Barry?
Sure. Yeah,
you got to look at his stuff.
I'll look at his stuff. And then do his taxes, too. Thank you. We'll be here all week. Help yourself to the hot and cold salad bar. And on that disturbing note, we'll have to end it on April 1st, 2017. All right, for the entire crew, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. In all seriousness, 13 years of doing the World of Boating is an honor. I do appreciate it. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.